We are already beyond the halfway point of 2023, and when it comes to digital marketing and all the trends, I guarantee you that you have seen a lot that has happened this year with the super rise of AI, plus all the things that have happened with short form video, and now Instagram Threads. And so today we're going to talk about digital marketing trends that have been happening in 2023, some that are to come, and what you need to do about it.
Welcome to the Key & Kelly podcast, because that's me. Every single week, we will be here talking about business, marketing your business, as well as life and anything that can throw at us. Because one thing I know is that when I've been building my business, I am involved in my business. And so I like to help people understand what it all is going to take to build a successful business and have a balanced life. And so here on the podcast, some of the days you're going to absolutely love me, and then other days you're going to want to throw me away with the trash because you don't want to be bothered with me. But either way, you're going to get your whole life together when you're here on this podcast. So I encourage you to grab your tea and grab your coffee, because the Key & Kelly podcast is here.
Welcome back to another episode of the Kenya Kelly podcast. Today, we are talking about all things digital marketing in 2023. And as I already said in the intro, there is a lot that has already happened, and there is a lot more that is coming, because we're just in July and we still have lots more to come. And so I need to just preface this episode by saying that you don't have to do all of these things. Heck, I am not doing some of these things, because we cannot do everything well, right? If we have a massive team and each person is focusing on one thing, or maybe even two, they may be able to do it really well. But if we're solo entrepreneurs, or all we have is an assistant and maybe one other person, there is only so much that we can do. And so today, I'm just going to go over the things that I am seeing that are happening, things that I am researching and trying to learn about, and just take my time on all the things. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. Now, I will say that if you are listening to the podcast, then thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you are watching this on the YouTube channel, you are my special people, because we have just been really starting to focus on growing our channel here on YouTube. And so make sure you like and subscribe to our channel. That way you get all the notifications on Mondays and Thursdays when we have a new episode. So I do have some notes here. So those of you guys that are actually watching this on YouTube, you're going to see me kind of looking down at my notes, because there's a lot to cover here. But those of you guys on the podcast, you're probably like, you don't even notice. You're multitasking, driving or something. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into my notes here. Okay. So the first thing that I have as a digital marketing trend for this year, which is the number one that we all have become aware of, is artificial intelligence. Okay. Is artificial intelligence. And now that is a loaded one. Okay. There is so much that AI is doing and is able to do. There's some stuff that I don't even know about. And I am like just trying to dive into the people that I trust that are researchers and that are very good teachers to see what it is that they are actually saying that we should do. So here's what I have known has arisen as AI. One, it is copywriting, right? A lot of us, like majority of us, have heard the words ChatGPT, OpenAI, right? And we know that we can go into ChatGPT and we can plug in a few words or phrases, sentences, or whatever, and ChatGPT can put out so much. It can write ideas, it can write emails, sales copy. ChatGPT can write grocery lists, it can write recipes. I mean, it can do so much. Now, someone said they went on ChatGPT and looked for a recipe for macaroni and cheese. I don't know whose grandma or her sister or brother programmed ChatGPT, but we don't go on ChatGPT for macaroni and cheese recipes. If you need that, let me know. Anyway, but you can go on ChatGPT and get all the things. But it's not just ChatGPT that writes. There is copy AI. You know, even for our podcast, we use Buzzsprout for our podcast, so like to host it. And they have something called Copy AI Host, Copy Host, something like that. Well, it will write your show notes. It will write your topic title, you know, once you plug a video into it. I mean, it's incredible. Now, I'm not saying it's like perfect, any of this copy stuff, but it is like kind of amazing to be able to like get something done a lot faster. You know what I mean? It's just, it's incredible. So you've got copy AI, and I'm talking about like artificial intelligence that can actually write copy for you. So there's that. Then you have AI that can, obviously we've all seen those where it turns you into like avatars, enhances your pictures and all that. Just the other day I plugged in my cat because TikTok has this filter for AI called Paw Patrol. Oh my God, my little cat looked amazing. I was like, look at my little cat. I kind of want to like print this out and like put it on a wall. I mean, it's like really cute. Anyway, so there's AI for imaging. Well, there's also AI for video, right? So for example, you know, there is an app that's a service that's called getmunch.com, and you are able to record long form pieces of content and you're able to upload it to GetMunch. And then once you upload it to GetMunch, it will actually chop up your videos into different clips that they feel like people would benefit from. Now, is it a perfect situation? No, you know, by any means, but it is a solution, right? Because a lot of people have these long form pieces of content and then they hire someone full-time or part-time to chop up their videos, turn them into short form clips, put captions and all the type of stuff on their videos. And that is a pretty cool situation. Now, if you can afford to pay someone full time to do that, then that is amazing. But if you're not, then for like, I think it's like $49 a month, you can use GetMunch to expedite that process, right? Which is incredible. We currently pay someone to edit our videos, but I'm looking at like, what if I'm able to take the videos that I create for my YouTube channel and I am able to like put it inside of GetMunch, chop it up, and then give it to the actual video editor. That keeps me from recording so much content. And then now they are the ones that are responsible for the captions and all the type of stuff. It just cuts down on a whole level of time for me, you know, as the content creator, as the CEO of my business. Okay. So that with artificial intelligence, artificial intelligence can also do, what are some of the other things that AI is doing right now? AI is just doing a lot. I mean, like, I can't even think of some of the things, but there's like, I know it's like video editing, it's copywriting, it's scripts. I'm actually getting ready to take an hour and a half class. I pay for it, and they're actually teaching it how to use it for Instagram. And I'm like, well, I paid for it, so why don't I get access to it? So I'm going to actually watch that maybe a little bit later on today to learn about more of what's happening with that. But there's a lot that has and is happening in the world of AI. So if you have not been trying to like get better with learning about what's good in AI, get better at your prompts and what you're plugging in into Bard or ChatGPT or Copy AI or Jasper or using GetMunch, then I would encourage you to go, okay, which form of AI do I want to learn first? Maybe yours is copywriting. Then, okay, go to the copywriting ones and get good with that. And then eventually you can move on to the video editing and then you can do another one, okay? The next one that I want to talk about very briefly is, it says it is voice search optimization. Let me read that to you. So it says, with the increasing adoption of smart speakers and voice assistant, optimizing content for voice search will be crucial. Marketers will need to focus on conversational language and long tail keywords. Now, when I look at that, like I think about how, you know, a lot of us, we are, you know, you're holding your phone and you're speaking the words into it so you don't have to type it. And then, you know, it's sending a text to someone. That's amazing. And then we're also able to create videos. And then like on Instagram or TikTok, you could just tap the captions app and it will turn your words into captions. That's incredible. You know, I love being able to like dictate things. Like I'm sitting at my computer and I don't feel like typing, or I'm doing whatever it is. And I'm like, I just don't feel like typing this all out. And I could just speak it. And it's really like, you know, doing all the things, but not 100% sure what they mean by voice search optimization. I do know the negative side of that is there's a lot of news reports about how people are taking your voice and then they are copying it, calling other people, saying something's going on and nothing is actually going on, but they've been using your voice. So that's kind of, you know, ugh. But anyway, okay, let's move on to the third one. The third one I have here is video marketing dominance. Now, I don't have to read that because video marketing is still king. It is still king in 2023. People are watching more video than ever. They are watching more short form video than ever. That doesn't mean don't do long form content. It just means that if you are not actually creating content in a short form sense, which is 1 minute or less, you need to start as soon as possible because people are just wanting quick things. You know, it's like you cannot change what people are doing. You just can't, right? You can't change a person's behavior, but what you can do is change your behavior. And if you know that majority of people are their attention span is 8 to 11 seconds, then that means you've got that amount of time to at least capture their attention. Then I highly recommend that you start learning how to create short form pieces of content to go along with your long form. Like those of you watching this on YouTube, you know this is a long form piece of content. So you're probably multitasking as you are watching me on YouTube, right? But if you were watching a short piece of content, you watched it all the way through. You weren't washing dishes, driving while, no, you were like, you watched it and it was done, right? You're able to take an action or whatever happens and it's done with short form content. So if you're not doing short this year, listen, I've been saying this for the last 3 years, you know, it's time to get started. All right. The next thing to note is the influencer marketing evolution. Now I did some research. I'll read it to you. Influencer marketing will evolve to include micro influencers and nano influencers as brands seek authentic connections and niche audiences. Long-term partnerships and a focus on genuine engagement will be key, which is very, very, very true this year. It used to be where you had to be Beyonce or Kim Kardashian or Kylie Jenner in order to be able to get brand deals, but that's not the case anymore because brands are looking for who has a loyal following of people that are actually engaged, right? Because here's the deal. Let's just say a brand pays you $2,000 for a video. They at least want to make $10,000 from that, okay? And it could come directly from your link or by using your actual video and running it as an ad and being able to make 5 times the amount from that initial payment, right? And they know that the more that the loyal followers, that they know that the more engaged an audience is, the more likely they are to take the influencer's point of view and actually make a purchase, right? So they are looking for people with smaller followings, smaller loyal followings that can actually get people to engage. So you don't necessarily have to have 10,000 followers, 100,000, a million followers to be able to have success and work with brands, but you do need to build a loyal community and brands will pay you to create content. The next thing to be aware of for 2023 is augmented reality and virtual reality. Let me read it to you. AR and VR technologies will create immersive experiences for consumers, enabling them to visualize products, try virtual samples, and engage with brands in innovative ways. We already know this as Mark Zuckerberg has really been trying to work on the metaverse and all the things. And then we know the AR, the virtual reality headphones and all that type of stuff. We've been watching that happen for the last couple of years and it is just enhancing. I'm watching someone on Instagram who she creates these like experiences in her reels and it's just like, what is going on? And they're not real. She's doing it through a virtual reality. I mean, it's incredible what is happening. And so she's on the advanced stages of what's going on. And so a lot of us are like, have no idea what's going on, but it is happening and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger over time. It's just right now, I'm not really into it. Like I said, I'm not going to be doing everything this year, but that's something. The next thing to know, and that we have four more, is privacy and data protection. As data privacy concerns grow, marketers will prioritize transparency and compliance with regulations like general data, GDPR, and building trust through ethical data handling will be vital. So what this basically means is that we all know that we've been dealing with so many data breaches. We get an email every other week from someone's data being breached or someone trying to break into our accounts or whatever has happened. And this year, we all have been cranking down on making sure that we tell people, I'm going to be using your email like this. You know, I'm not going to do this, this, and this. I'm not going to sell this and sell that because, you know, those of us that have been breaking those have been marked as spam, 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 spam. And now we're not able to get an email through when we're trying to get an email through to a group of people. Okay. So that is happening this year. Another thing down here is social commerce. This is a big one. Let me read it to you. Social media platforms will continue to evolve into e-commerce hubs, allowing users to discover, browse, and purchase products directly from within the platforms. Brands will need to optimize their presence for social commerce. This is huge, and it is blowing up like crazy with TikTok and TikTok Shop. If you go into TikTok right now, you're going to see TikTok Shop, where thousands and thousands of brands have their products on the TikTok platform, their inventory on the platform, and they are pushing to creators to work with them, right? For example, I can go to, let's just say, a company that sells water bottles, and I'm holding up a water bottle for the podcast listeners, and they can say, okay, we will pay you $100 to promote this product or whatever, or we will pay you 20% for every single person that purchases a water bottle using your link, right? And so they will send me the water bottle, and then they will pay me a percentage, and they're able to get sale after sale after sale from creators who already know how to create content. But not only that, TikTok is actually launching their own version of their own product. So it's kind of like Shein and Temu, where TikTok is going to have their own products that they're going to be selling and people are going to be able to buy. And so social commerce is becoming like, it is just taking off like crazy. I have not done a deal with a brand like that yet, because I'm focusing on selling my own products and services, but it is taking off. And if you're interested, you should definitely look into it. If you sell physical products, I would strongly encourage you set up an account on TikTok Shop. You will not be upset that you did that. Okay, and then we got three more things. One, UGC content. So we've talked about that a little bit, and UGC content is basically where a brand will come to a creator like me and they say, hey, I want you to create content regarding this water bottle and give us the content. Like, I don't necessarily have to post the content on my platform, but they're gonna take that and they're gonna run that as ads, right? And so that's happening more and more and more these days, where brands are actually hiring talent, people who already know how to shoot content, they know how to edit, they know how to be creative, and they're paying them for their creativity and their ability. The next thing is chatbots and conversational marketing. Let me read it to you. AI-powered chatbots will become more sophisticated, providing personalized experiences and instant support. So like us, we use ManyChat, and it's an amazing, amazing chatbot. But there's going to be so many more chatbots that are going to be developed that's going to compete with ManyChat. So right now, let's just say you're on my Instagram or my Facebook. If you type the word TikTok, monetize, funnel, short, something else, a link is going to pop up into your DM and offer you either a free product or a paid one, right? Like, we are getting ready to go into our 3-day short form video challenge. And what's going to happen is that we're going to be promoting that challenge and inviting people to come and learn with me, from me, through that challenge. Actually, if you're interested, you can actually go to kiakelly.com/challenge and you can go ahead and join the wait list for that. Okay. Now, what will happen on Facebook and Instagram is that if you type the word challenge, not on YouTube, but Facebook and Instagram, because YouTube is not available, if you type the word challenge, then you're going to get a message back that says, check your DMs. And when you check your DM, you're going to get a message giving you a link to be able to either register for the challenge or get on the wait list. And that is huge, because like, especially as you're using like short form video marketing to reach your audience, you know, if you end up getting a video with 1,000 views, 2,000 views, whatever, and you get a couple hundred people to comment the word challenge, then imagine the amount of people that we are able to enroll on the inside of my challenge without paying for ads. We do pay for ads, but it's a really great way to do organic marketing versus paid marketing, in addition to paid marketing. Okay. So strongly recommend you look into chatbots. If you're interested, you can, you know, reach out to us and we can see how we can work together helping you with your chatbot. And then the last thing that is the newest kid on the block is Instagram Threads. Well, Meta Threads, and it's connected through Instagram. And basically it's like Twitter for Instagram, right? And so it's its own app. It has like over 10 million people have already signed up for the app. I signed up for, I think we have like 3,000 followers or whatever, but I'm not active on it because I'm already busy. I'm like, I got on there for the first 24, 48 hours. It brought me anxiety because I was just like, here's another thing. I got to be here. And I was like, nope, shut it down until we have a social media manager who can do all that for us. Because right now it's me and I'm like, we're not going to do that. But a lot of people are in love with the app. More conversations are being started than ever. And it's a really creative way to be able to market your business in a way that most of us have not been on Twitter in a very, very long time. And now Threads is just like taking over with all the things. Okay. So that is it this year, this week for the digital marketing trends. I do, again, want to recommend that you join us for our 3-day challenge. Our wait list is open, so you can go to kiakelly.com/challenge to get on the wait list, and then you'll get an email once it opens. That's going to be incredible. It's 3 days of me teaching you how to build a successful funnel and how to use short form video marketing to market your business online. Okay. So if you enjoyed this, make sure you give us a review on the podcast, and then those on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. That way every Monday and Thursday when we upload an episode, you'll always get it. So thank you so much for listening and watching.
Thanks for listening to the Key and Kelly podcast. I'm always honored and thankful each time you choose to download and listen to an episode of this podcast, but also when you choose to share it with a friend. Because one of the things that I know is that when I was building my business, it was so important for me to be surrounded by like-minded people. And so when you choose to share our content with your friends, it allows them to be in our space as well, where we can nurture and mentor them as well. And we can just make some new friends. So if you wouldn't mind sharing, I would appreciate it so very much. But in addition to that, if you would do us a huge favor by writing a review and giving us 5 stars, it's going to tell Spotify, iTunes, and all the places that people are enjoying this podcast and that they should share it with more people. And so please share, please write a review, and thank you so much for listening.